food delivery business, it seems like there's so many competitors out there, DoorDash, Uber Eats. We have Adam Price, CEO of Waitr Holdings. Adam, thanks so much for joining us. So in this food delivery business, first of all, tell us about Waitr Holdings. Tell us about the history of the company and kind of your strategy.
Yeah, absolutely. So Waitr was founded in Louisiana, and we focus on small, medium-sized markets around the U.S. So whereas in the big cities, you have the big companies like DoorDash, Grubhub, Uber Eats, in the small cities around the U.S., you have Waitr, and we operate another brand called Bite Squad.
There's a feeling that there's been too much hopium around the food delivery services. And I'm sure you've read all of these articles, and I'm sure you shake your head and you say, they just don't get it. What do you think right now of some of the backlash that we've been getting from all of the investment in food delivery services?
Yeah, it's a great question. The real crux of the arguments right now is, what is the sustainability of this space? You know, if consumers are expecting free delivery, and you have to take a portion of the sale value from the restaurant, you know, where does this space live in its entirety? There's been so much money that's flown into it. And are these businesses sustainable, and can they be profitable? And we really feel at Waitr the focus needs to be around consistency and really aiming for a consistent customer experience, so the customers stay sticky to the platform and stop jumping around from platform to platform, and then focusing on the operational efficiency in order for the sustainability and the long-term profitability of the
business. There's consistency that's important. So is making money. And that's proven to be difficult given the fact that there is competition, including getting in your car or using your legs and going and getting the food yourself, right?
Right.
I mean, how have you found profitability?
Well, there's a clear shift in the consumers willing to pay for convenience. So the competition of a consumer going to pick it up, that is a clear deviation in what you're seeing in terms of consumer behavior. People are willing to value their time. They're willing to pay for convenience. So food delivery isn't going anywhere. The question is, what makes it sustainable and profitable? And in our system, what really drives that profitability is the attachment of the customer base. You can't continuously be paying to acquire new customers, and that's really done through consistency. And then the streamlining of the operations, and that's what gets you to that profitability. And one of the items we use, which is dramatically different than our competitors, is we use W-2 drivers as opposed to contractors, which allows us to pull some of those operating levers that I can get into details if you like.
All right, so let's talk about profitability. I'm looking at the Bloomberg terminal right now, the FA function, and Waitr Holdings is not profitable. We even had, and you guys have been in the business for a few years. I'm looking at the forecast for 2020, still not forecasted to be profitable. I look at Uber, which has got scale out the wazoo. They even say that their Uber Eats business is the weaker and the least profitable of relative to their ride business. What is the model to profitability? What levers have to be pulled?
Well, there's a couple things. All of these groups just exploded in growth because of geographic expansion. And you have to be in step one in being profitable is realizing, you know, what markets do you have that put you on a path to scale and profitability that allow you to operationalize and bring in that sustainability with that scale. So one of the things we've actually done recently is pulled back on our market share or on our markets. We closed 38 markets that will be finishing in the next 15 days or so that we announced in our last quarterly call. You have to be very careful not to be overextended in this space.
What's interesting to me also is how the consumer accesses Waitr, right? I mean, do they go to Waitr's website or do they go to the restaurant that they want to order from and then there's a tab from Waitr? So which is it?
It's both. Okay. You know, you're trying to acquire customers in multiple fronts. We have a mobile application just like, you know, most of the players in this space. We also put order now buttons on the restaurant's website, which drive people to download the mobile app. So there's multiple channels, but the primary channel that we receive all our orders is the mobile application.
So it's interesting. So Uber Eats, some of these bigger market ones, Grubhub, are you finding that they are now coming down into your mid and small size markets? And if so, how do you compete against those big companies?
Yeah, absolutely. So what you've seen is that, you know, in an effort to continue the rapid revenue growth, geographic expansion has been the primary tactic. So you have almost in all of our markets, you have 2 to 3 primary players now in food delivery. You have Grub, Uber, Waitr, or Grub, DoorDash, Waitr. So you see multiple players in every market. The key to owning that market, again, is around consistency of customer experience. Anybody can go into a market and start offering customers free food, and they're going to get customers. If you don't have to pay for delivery, you're going to start using or trying the platform. What's critical is the way to retain those customers is by consistently having a good experience it's on the delivery side.
How much are people willing to pay for delivery?
It ranges based on markets. One of the nice things about smaller and medium-sized markets is you do get a larger appetite for paying for delivery fees.
See what he did there? All right. Because people are that much more willing to.
But it's still, you know, we recently changed in most of the Waiter-branded markets our delivery fee from $5 to $4 because it resonates better with the customer. So you see downward pressure in that consumer delivery fee that you have to adapt to on a market-by-market basis.
Are you still, I know you said you were downsizing, closing some markets. Are you still adding some markets selectively around the country?
It's very selectively. Okay. One of the things when a space becomes highly competitive like this is you really have to leverage your brand and geographic proximity when you expand markets. So as you grow, you need to be very careful not to jump geographies and be overexposed to competitive pressure in that area and grow very organically almost from a geographic standpoint.
How often do you order in?
I order in several times a week.
Yeah. What about you, Paul?
Rarely.
Yeah. Do you go pick it up or you cook?
Yeah, or just bring it home. Yeah.
Why are you driving?
I know. It's a good question. It's a good
no,
question.
No, but I also love the idea that it's people like to value their time could also be translated into people are lazy. They don't want to get off the couch. But actually, it is true, especially if you have a family or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, and that's what's beautiful about the small, medium-sized markets is it's a much higher concentration of families. So you end up, time is our only finite resource. So if anything, that should be the most valuable item that we have in our day-to-day lives.
Thank you so much for being with us.
Yeah, absolutely.
Adam Price is Chief Executive Officer of Waiter Holdings, which is based in Louisiana, joining us here in our Bloomberg Interactive Broker Studios.